I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hey, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. Cranking out the money advice yet again. Another hour is just ahead. Now, Professor Rick Plum has started his week-long process, all right, of marrying off yet another one of his kids. So, I warned you yesterday, and I warned you Monday, occupying the professor's chair today, and for the next while or two, is Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant, hurricane. Actually, you're an all-around decent guy. You know, I know how much you love doing the show, and I'm not being sarcastic. You actually love doing the show.
If I didn't travel so much, I would do it a lot more often.
If you didn't travel so much, we'd all be in a lot of trouble, because then you would be doing it more
often.
There'd be
a lot of hurricane damage in the building.
Well, there would be more than normal. Now, we're going to start things off with a discussion on life insurance, and that happens to be in Terry's wheelhouse here, and how you might be able to use it for some estate planning purposes. And that's not the only reason we're going to be talking about it. But we do have some ideas for you, including estate equalization, which I guess is a fancy way of saying making things fair. Buying out kids from previous marriage. We'll talk about some of that stuff and all those related topics. So Terry and I are going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. You got anything on your mind? Any money topic that's important to you right now, but especially in the field of life insurance or annuities or buckets or retirement or any of that stuff, you can talk to Terry Keyes and me. Call us right now, the Brain Trust, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll answer the questions right here on the program, 877-752-6637. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, at the link that says find your answer in the upper part of the page, and we'll take it from there. Were you going to...
I got a question for you.
Already?
Just general interest for our listeners, especially the Plum fans, the Professor Plum fans. Do you know where he is right now, today, this very minute?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Do you know he's lived in San Diego his whole life, was born and raised here?
In San Diego, California,
yep.
Yes, that's San Diego.
And he's never been deep sea fishing until today.
Right, yes, he's out in the middle of the Pacific.
He's on a three-quarter day boat, which means they go probably, I don't know, maybe 9-15 miles off the coast looking for fish. He came to my house late last night and borrowed my frog togs. Do you know what they are?
The stuff for diving, I'm guessing.
No, it's the waterproof clothing that you wear when you're on the boat because you get splashed from all the water when you're fishing.
Really? Okay.
And my rubber boots, my rubber fishing boots.
Really?
Yep. I loaned them to him last night, and he wanted to look the part, you know, like when you go out with the guys fishing, he wanted to look like he really knew what he was doing, so I set him up.
Just put me, you know what, all I need, just put me out in the boat in a barf bucket and I'm perfectly fine.
I asked him if he needed a patch. He said he doesn't think he needs the patch.
Yeah, well, we'll
see. Find out.
Well, here you go. See, Terry Keyes in today. You got him already for Professor Plum. And he's here from Lucia Capital Group. Now, both Terry and Rick are part of our nationwide team. We call them the Brain Trust. He's here to answer your questions. Keep in mind, too, if you want to talk to any of the advisors, the Bucket Strategy advisors, about your portfolio, including Terry Keyes, you can give the folks at Lucia Capital Group a call. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You should take advantage of the advice, the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. Your Bucket Strategy, it should be tailored to meet your unique goals and situations. The number, once again, at Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, our important number right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You want to give us a call? We got a couple of lines open. In fact, all the lines are open right now here at the top of the show. Now, I was going to get into life insurance. Did you have anything else you were going to throw out before we
get
into
that? No, that was my, for this hour, that was my useless information. Where is Rick Plum currently, and he's out on the ocean.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got you right here sailing with us.
Let's talk life insurance.
Okay, so life insurance. Okay, first of all, people hear life insurance. I think the first thing they think of is, these shady characters who are trying to sell you something that you don't really need.
The guy in the 60s in the polyester suit that came to your house and sat at the kitchen table at night.
Yes, and you're old enough.
And scared you into buying a life insurance policy.
That's what happens. And you're old enough to have been in the business way back when, mm-hmm. when companies really sort of encourage that kind of behavior.
Sure.
That's the
sure.
way the salespeople operated, yep. was it not?
Yep.
And you had different forms of life insurance, and you still do now. Although life insurance, I guess, has gotten a little bit more, what? Is it more complex? Is it more customer-friendly now? What is it?
I think more for marketing reasons than anything else. They've had to increase the sizzle in order to sell the product. So it has gotten much more complicated.
Okay.
In the end, it doesn't do anything different than it ever did before. That's the bottom line.
Well, what it does is it provides, you give the insurance company some money. Those are called premiums mm-hmm. in most cases. Mm-hmm. And then, whatever you're insured against, let's say if it's life insurance, if you happen to die or whoever happens to die, mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get some money from somewhere. It's a bet.
An old saying used to be that life insurance creates instant wealth, okay? And that's not really true. It only creates instant wealth if you make 1 or 2 years worth of premium and you get run over by a Mack truck. Yeah, then it creates instant wealth because you only put 2 years worth of payments in and maybe you get a $500,000 payment. But that doesn't happen for most people.
No.
They wouldn't be in business if it did happen for most people that way.
No, that's
so what happens for
true.
Most people, John, is they make a series of payments over a long, long period of time and it ends up becoming like what I call a sinking fund. It ends up, you're getting all your money back with a moderate rate of return by the time you're 80 years old if you die at 80.
Well, yeah, so before we get into the estate planning part of it. This was another one that was big, and I don't know if it's still big because I don't hear that much about it. This old return of premium life mm-hmm. insurance. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where you gave the insurance company 20 years or whatever it was worth of premiums, and at the right. end of that term, you get all the money back that you put in.
Again, a marketing gimmick the insurance companies did to overcome the objection. And it was only used with term insurance. It's
yes,
still
of course.
Used today, okay? Is if I make 20 years worth of payments and I live, which I probably will, then I gave you 20 years insurance company. I never got any of my money back.
Right.
So in order to overcome that, they said, well, we'll design one where we add some extra premium to it and we'll give you all your money back. All they're doing is with that additional amount. By the way, when you buy a return of premium term policy, it costs substantially more than a regular term.
Oh, yeah.
And what they're doing with that extra money each and every year is putting it aside, investing it so that they have enough money to just give you back your own money with no interest rate at the end. Because you don't get an interest rate, John.
If your premium
was $1,000 a year for 20 years, you get $20,000 back at the end.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, they made money by keeping whatever it was.
I was saying, the Professor Plum and I did all the calculations on our fancy Hewlett-Packard calculators to see if it was a good deal. And normally, it's not a good deal. So I don't think I've never recommended a return of premium term policy.
I know they still have. I've heard, I haven't heard anything about them probably in the last 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I figured that people probably got a little bit wise to them, but they still have them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now when we talk about estate planning with life insurance, what are we talking about?
We're talking about a permanent insurance policy because it has to be enforced on the day you die.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the United States, estate tax for wealthy individuals, okay, now just estate, if you're using it for estate taxes first.
This is we'll estate, by the way,
yep,
folks.
Estate
so, you know,
taxes
not state, estate.
Are due upon the second death of a married couple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a single person due upon that person's death. Let's get this off the table right away. Not many people have that problem anymore because you can leave up to about $10 or $11 million to mm-hmm. your heirs without federal estate tax currently.
Yes.
So the average person walking around the streets of wherever our listeners and viewers are doesn't have that problem. Now, but you said using life insurance for estate planning. That's a different. A lot of people think of estate tax only when estate planning. That's
nope.
not estate planning. Like you said, distribution of wealth, okay,
mm-hmm.
or estate equalization, as you termed it,
mm-hmm.
equalizing estate is very important to some people. When you said it, the first thing I thought of was my mom. Long, long time ago, my mom's dad owned a huge construction company in upstate New York. They built bridges. I mean, huge bridges, across freeways and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her brothers, when he died, inherited the business.
Yes.
She got nothing.
Well, they worked in the business.
Yep.
And so,
but had
of course.
Had he thought, had it been more common back in the day, he could have bought maybe a $300,000 life insurance policy to leave to my mom so that she didn't get disinherited like she did. And that's what estate equalization is. A lot of people own family businesses, and one or two of the children, female, male, doesn't matter, depending on the type of business, it doesn't matter who takes it over anymore. So, but maybe one or two children decide not to go into the business, and the business is the only big asset that the family has.
Yeah.
So they'll take money from that business, cash flow from the business, to buy insurance to leave to some of the other siblings so that they don't get disinherited. That's estate equalization. It works great.
Right, it does. So you have somebody, in that particular instance, somebody who built up a company, and they wind up, they have three kids or something. Maybe one of them decides, hey, I'd love to go into that business. They bring that kid in, they groom him, and all of a sudden that him or her, and that person sort of becomes part of the business. Well, the person who originally owned it passes away. What do they do with that? Well, they decide, I'm going to give this as one of my assets to one of my kids, the one who's been running it. You got two others who are going to wind up being aced out. In fact, they get, in some cases, virtually nothing because, as you said, all of their assets are tied up into that one business.
Yeah.
And if you want to make things fair, and I know we don't like to use the fair word so much, but this is how it works, you could buy a life insurance policy. Now, you said it has to be a permanent life insurance policy.
Yeah, you can't take a chance with a term policy because with my luck or your luck, we'd buy a 25-year term and we'd die in the 26th year when there's no coverage left.
Exactly.
So you have to buy perm insurance that's in force forever until the day you die. But let's be real now. I've always said, and I'll say it forever, life insurance is not a good investment. The only time it's a good investment is when you don't want it to be. That's if you buy it and die prematurely. The only time life insurance. So this family business owner buys the policy, he or she, on he or she's life, and they make payments all the way till they're 88 years old. If you make payments on a whole life insurance or a permanent life insurance policy from the time you're 50 to 88, the rate of return is about a 4 or 5 or 6% rate of return on your money. The insurance company has it figured out, so they're not great investments.
No, they aren't great investments, and a lot of times they are pitched as such. Now, they can be used as tax-deferred vehicles to perhaps get some tax-free money. That can all come later. All right, talking about life insurance and anything else that's on your mind, you can give us a call. Lines are open. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum today. 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $299. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $399 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free with Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Bucket Strategy Investing, it is. That's us, Johnny Dean. We have excused Professor Plum for a day or two while he marries off one of his kids, and we brought in the assistant. Associate professor, what did we decide to call you?
Associate. That was the latest.
Okay.
So after this weekend, 66.666% of Rick's children will be married.
That's right. So that's real close to two-thirds of them. And the other third, I'm told, is getting married this July
or something. Yes, then 100% of his children will be married.
And he thinks he's going to be done. He told me, this is it. I'm done. I got finished with school.
What's going to adopt someone?
Got finished with weddings. He says, that's it. And I said, you think that's it?
Now that come the grandchildren.
No, exactly. So, you know, just hang on tight. Okay, 877-PLANNER. I'm going to take a couple of calls here. Now, in a little bit, too, Terry, I want to talk about, you brought up estate taxes.
Uh-huh.
And there is an estate tax. There's an exemption of how much you can own in your estate before you're taxed. And we'll talk about that. And some people with life insurance have found themselves over that limit. So there's a strategy that we'd like to talk to you about if you happen to be near that limit. Doesn't affect a lot of people because the estate tax limits are so high, but it does affect a decent amount. So we'll talk about that.
As they say, it's a nice problem to have.
It is. It's a great problem.
There's still a way to fix it.
My goal in life, as is maybe yours and Professor
Plum's office, is to have more than $10 million in assets so the government is hounding our children for estate taxes.
Exactly.
That is my ultimate goal.
That's what we want. Okay, 877-PLANNER, a call or two coming up. We still have a couple of lines open. Let's move along to Ken up next in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Good. So I've always been thinking about life insurance. I'm 40 years old. I have four kids, and just wondering what should I do. I mean, I listened to you guys, and you said, you know, if I die at 80, it's not worth it. And
right.
Okay. So what do I do? Do I get it? What kind do I get? What should I do?
Okay, so when you say four kids, I'm assuming you'd like to leave your children something if something happened to you?
Yes.
Yeah, so in that scenario, at some point, we hope that your children are going to grow up and be 40 just like you and self-sufficient just like you, and the chain will go on and they'll want to do something for their children. So I don't know that you have a permanent need for life insurance. Do you have any debts or anything that would need to be taken care of at your death?
No, thank God. I've no debt. Okay. Nothing.
All right. So you just want to be a nice dad and bequeath something to your children. Yeah, so your average life expectancy is probably late 70s, early 80s right now, Ken, if you're in good health. Yeah, obviously have to be if you're going to qualify for life insurance. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you considering a 20 or a 25-year term insurance policy that takes you out to about 65 years old. By that time, when you're 65, how old will your youngest child be?
Well, she's two now, so.
She's two now, so she'd be 27 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
maybe married by then, maybe working, and maybe not needing her dad to leave her $100,000. Here's the problem with term insurance. If you buy a policy that takes you beyond your life expectancy, that's why I brought it up, John, they become very expensive. If the insurance company knows at 40 that you're buying a 40-year term policy, which is hard to find, but they're out there, okay? You're buying a 40-year term policy is going to take you to 80, which is a couple of years beyond your life expectancy, so now they have extreme risk. They're insuring someone who could keep a policy at a guaranteed premium beyond his normal life expectancy. That policy would be very expensive. But for you to go out and buy a 25-year policy today at your age, you'd be amazed at how affordable. And even if you leave us, stay on the line and leave Ara your contact information, I'll run a quote for you after the show. You'd be amazed at how inexpensive $500,000 or $1 million life insurance policy would be, Ken. So I don't see, just on the general information you've given us, I don't see a need for permanent life insurance unless you definitely want to leave your kids money, no matter how old they are or no matter how old you are when you die. Now, if you're...
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
So here's the question. So I buy a 25-year policy, so I'd be 65, and I still live past that. So then what?
Nothing.
I mean...
You said...
I know, but I put all that money in. I mean, do I get it all back?
No, but let me ask you a question. Do you own a home?
No.
Okay, I was going to use the example of homeowners insurance. John and I pay our homeowners insurance each and every year. I have for over 30 years, and I never get anything back for that. I mean, it's just like owning term insurance, just like homeowners insurance. If my house doesn't burn down, which I hope it never does, I never get a dime back for that. How about a car insurance? Do you pay car insurance every year?
Yeah,
you're never going to get that money back either. You're just, it's a risk you're taking care of temporarily. If you want to get your money back, if you want your children to get your money back, you've then got to consider some form of a permanent insurance policy, okay?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of life insurance agents will try to convince you it's a great savings vehicle and you're going to earn all this, you know, interest on your money. That's a bunch of bahooey as far as I'm concerned. Really, a term insurance policy, a whole life policy for you or a permanent policy, we'd want to go out and find the least expensive one we could find, but one it sounds like that you'd be interested in would stay in force no matter how long you live. So you would pay it until you're 85 years old, if you live that long, 90 years old, and it would always be enforced. But that will be relatively more expensive than a term policy. So what you owe it to yourself to do, Ken, is to look at the difference between maybe a 25-year term or a permanent guaranteed universal life policy for X amount of dollars, do an apples-to-apples comparison of the two, and to see what the difference in premium is. And if you don't mind paying a couple thousand dollars a year of premium, you could buy a guaranteed universal life policy and just pay it until the day you die and your children, I don't care what age, hopefully they're 40 and you're 90, and you'll leave them. Are you married as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so the first thing you'd want to do is leave the money to your wife and then give her the ability to leave it to your children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So the term would be the best to check that out, huh?
In my opinion, if you want, I'll show you both. We broker with all the major insurance companies in America. I'll shop them all, and I'll show you the difference between the two. I think you owe it to yourself to give yourself a little life insurance education, though.
Yep, me too.
Yep. All right, so give Ara your information, and we'll see if we can help you out after the show.
All right, for sure. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Ken.
Thanks for the call. Bye. Yeah, okay, in his case... This is interesting because usually you hear life insurance people saying, no, everybody's got to have a permanent policy, you know, because that's where they tend to make their most money. He's concerned, apparently, after what would happen after he reaches age 65 and there is no life insurance at that point.
Right.
And for somebody like that, even if it doesn't make as much financial sense, because it sounds to me like in his case, going the more expensive permanent policy route doesn't make as much sense from a financial standpoint, but is it because maybe you got a peace of mind factor at this time that would be the reason to go with a permanent policy?
Yeah. See, the difference is most people just, if God forbid something happened to him while his daughter was 3 years old, you want to leave a fund of money to help get her through her formative years through school and that, okay? Yeah. But in his scenario, maybe no matter what happens, if he just wants to innately leave his children something no matter what, even if he's 90 years old and his daughter's 40, then you've got to go with permanent insurance at that point. You can't take a chance on term because you'll outlive it.
Now, when you say you're going to buy a cheap policy, in this case, if he happens to buy a cheaper policy, does that mean with a lower death benefit?
Well, no, the type you buy. So in other words, a term policy on a 40-year-old, if you only buy 20 or 25 years term, is really inexpensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, when you said cheap, I'm thinking, yeah, you said, well, you should buy a, if you want permanent, you should buy a cheap permanent
policy. Sure. Then you're buying, yeah, you're buying one that doesn't save for you for retirement. It only provides death benefit, but it stays in force as long as you live.
Okay, there you go. Yep. All right, you got to take a break. Joyce in Santa Clara, we'll get to your question. David in Spokane, we're going to talk to you. And we still have a couple of lines open if you want to talk to Terry Keyes in for Professor Plum today. The Brain Trust, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean and Terry Keyes in today on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex,
and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum today. And for the next few days, a couple days next week as well. 877-PLAN are our number. We're still taking your phone calls. 877-752-6637. We'll remind you, too, now we're in April. We still got, but the end of the month is, oddly enough, creeping up on us. April 30th. I want you to write this down. Santa Clara, California. That's the next place you get to meet Terry Keyes and Professor Rick Plum. It's one of the continuing wealth education retirement workshops. You can register at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Terry, learn all about what? Retirement income strategies?
I'm going to throw you a little curveball here.
For Santa Clara?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
I don't want to be disingenuous to our viewers and listeners. Due to a conflict in my schedule, a family conflict.
Oh, yeah?
I will not be able, for the first workshop in many years, I will not be able to attend with Professor Plum. We are going to have Mr. John Ellis, a great financial advisor.
Oh, John, okay.
Who works with clients in the Bay Area. He's going to pinch hit for me, and he's going to do the workshop with Rick in Santa Clara.
Okay.
You know, I know thousands of people might not want to go now because they don't get to see me, John, but I urge you to please
show up anyways and see Professor Plum.
He's the real brains of the operation anyways.
I would urge the other thousands that are afraid of you.
They could now go.
You can now go. You are clear. Santa Clara, April 30th, wealthed.com. Yeah. It's all free.
No,
meet the Brain Trust. It's going to be great fun. All right. 877-PLANNER. Speaking of Santa Clara, let's head there right now and talk with Joyce on the lineup next.
What
hi, Joyce.
What are the odds, huh?
How can we help you today?
Hello. You'll have to forgive me. I'm really nervous talking on the
air
this
Joyce,
way.
Don't be. Believe we're more nervous than you are, okay?
I wanted to ask. I had heard that if you have brokerage accounts, which we do, mm-hmm. that they don't have to be in a trust if they have been the proper beneficiaries on, you know, at the brokerage firm.
That is true. There are different situations that apply, but in general, what you're saying is true, Joyce. There is what they call a transfer on death that you can use, a TOD, and if you have the ability, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, depending on different factors. But if you have the ability to make it a transfer on death account, you really don't need to have it in a living trust.
There's okay, not... Well, my husband and I both have brokerage accounts,
uh-huh.
a couple of Roths.
Yep. Well, here's the deal. Now you're bringing it up to another level. The minute it becomes any type of a qualified account, an IRA, a Roth account, you have the ability...
He has a rollover.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a qualified account. So that can't be in a trust. Actually, I mean, it could, but you wouldn't do it. So what you do is anytime you have a qualified account, you have the ability to have a named beneficiary. And anytime you have a named beneficiary, it passes without probate. The whole reason to have it in a trust would to be avoid legal costs known as probate. So you're fine, especially with the Roth and or IRA rollovers, Roth rollovers, whatever. You just make sure that you have up-to-date beneficiary designations on those IRA accounts and absolutely no need. There would be no reason why you would put those in the trust.
Okay. Should they have contingent beneficiaries?
I like to have that. I do. That just takes any of the possibility that, you know, in the event that something happens to your regular beneficiary. So I do like to have a contingent beneficiary named as well. Again, it's not necessary. There's no requirement to do it. But pretty much every brokerage firm I know of asks you to name a beneficiary anytime it is an IRA or a Roth IRA. So you should already have a beneficiary on there if that's the way those accounts
are set. Okay, so if we were both, you know, to be in an accident and be gone, what would happen if there's no contingent?
Yeah, the state of California already has a contingency for you, but It could then be subject to direct taxation right away and other types of things. You want to have a contingent beneficiary. The whole reason is if you're his beneficiary and he's yours, if you do get in a common accident, you want to have your children or somebody named as a contingent, Joyce. You do.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yep.
Okay. So I notice you're going to be in Santa Clara.
Yeah, come. It's at the Marriott there, right off the 101, right by the football field, where the Niners play there.
We live in the area.
Oh yeah, bring some friends, come by. It's a great time. It's usually 2.5 hours on a Saturday morning, and I promise you one thing: you will walk away with lots of answers, like the one I just gave you. You will not be disappointed. I promise you.
Yeah, there's time beyond just talking about the retirement income and all that stuff, Joyce. They leave plenty of time at the end for whatever questions you have. You can ask them during the show. You can ask the advisors after the presentation.
Yeah.
Whichever you want. So there's plenty of time to ask and answer whatever questions you have. Okay.
So come and see us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you, Joyce, for the call.
Let's head north.
Well, right now?
North of Santa Clara.
Oh, well, I will. But one more thing I want to make, point that I want to make with regard to her question, which has to do with what you said. If you have a qualified account, anything that has what's known as a beneficiary designation, that acts as your transfer agent, does it not?
Absolutely. That's what avoids probate. And just to add to it, so do annuities, because you can name a beneficiary on an annuity, even if it's not an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So do life insurance policies we talked about earlier. You have a named beneficiary, therefore no probate.
Yep.
Well, any vehicle that allows you to have a named beneficiary avoids probate.
What about homes? Where does your home
The way you name a beneficiary with a home is you could title your home in joint tenancy with rights of survivorship.
Which usually
that's a named beneficiary.
Now, usually you do that with a spouse, right?
Sure. But you can do it with children, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Way to do it. All right. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. We got a little bit of room on the phones, and some time is slipping away. Let's get to David up next, north of there in Spokane, Washington. Hello, David.
Hi there.
What's up?
Well, my question is, I'm about 2.5 years away from retirement, maybe, and I want to know what my asset allocation should be for that. Somebody told me that it's not right.
Okay. All right. This is a great question. Rick and I address this question at workshops all over the country every weekend. The answer for you, David, is different than the answer for John, myself, anyone else. It's different for everybody, and it really irks me when you walk into a brokerage firm and you tell them you're 62 and you're retiring in 2.5 years, and they tell you to subtract your age minus 100. Have you ever heard that, David?
No.
All right, well, here's what they do. I'll educate you real quickly here. They tell you if you're 65, subtract your age from 100. That's 35. They say you should have 35% of your portfolio in stocks, and the rest should be in bonds. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Here's why. The answer depends on how much income are you going to be taking from the portfolio. I have a friend. He's retired. He lives 100% on his pension. So he can have all of his money in the stock market because he doesn't need it anytime soon. So the sooner you need the money determines. Your allocation might be 30%. It might be 35. It might be 50. What you need to do is you need to design a strategy for retirement. And I'd say anybody within 5 years of retirement should already have it designed. Otherwise, you're taking risks.
Let's talk about what you have very quickly here, David. What are we talking about in terms of assets and all that?
You mean how much?
Well, what do you have? And do you have any pensions and that kind of thing?
No pension. I've got about $500,000.
Okay.
And it's about two-thirds of it is in bonds right now.
Okay.
And it's mostly short duration. So
okay, that's good. Okay.
Interest rate spike.
Yes. All right, so when you retire in 2.5 years and you turn on your Social Security, let's say, are you married?
No, single.
Okay, single. So you're going to either turn your Social Security or not based on your longevity. Are you going to anticipate taking some income from the $500,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what? Yeah. 4 or 5% per year?
I'm thinking about 3%, which is about what the thing yields.
So I would urge you to take the time to develop a bucket strategy. There's no cost, there's no obligation, and determine and find out what your allocation should be. If I were just to sit here and say you should safe it up yeah, that's good advice. You should safen up, and you should not have a lot exposed to the stock market if you're only 2.5 years, because with your luck and my luck, we'll have a huge market correction right before you retire, and there goes a third of your 500. So I can tell you this, you definitely need to safen up, but exactly how much is different for everybody, and you should take the time to avail yourself of a bucket strategy. There's no cost, there's no obligation, and that's what it does. It tells you what you should have when you're all said and done. That's the whole purpose of why we do what we do and the way we do it, David.
Ah, okay.
So leave us your information, and I'll make sure. I actually work directly myself with clients in Spokane. I'll commit to help you personally, David, if you want.
If you want to hang on, David, we can talk to you, because we don't have time to get into it completely here on the show. But now
it's all about separating your money. And David, you can hang up if you want, because I'll explain it for everybody. It's all about separating your money. If David wants to take 3%, $15,000 a year, mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure David has about 6 or 7 years worth of $15,000 in a very, very safe bucket, real short-term bonds, income portfolios, so that we're not worried about the next 7 years. And then I'm going to make sure David has a little more money in some balanced investments, relatively safe investments. And then we'll determine what he can afford to maybe put into alternatives or long-term stocks. So that's in general how it works.
That sounds vaguely like a bucket stretch.
That's what it is.
As I'm listening to that, you have short-term, mid-term, and some long-term money, and some guaranteed income to help get through those 7 years.
David needs to be bucketized.
All right, David, well, hold on. We can talk to you more. Terry's all fired up about this stuff. He loves it. All right, stick around. We do have to take a break. We're going to come back. Ernie, stick around. You're going to be up next. I think you got a term insurance question, if I'm correct. So we'll talk to you about that. Couple of lines open. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. You want to get on board, talk to the Brain Trust. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, sitting in for Professor Rick Plum today on Bucket Strategy Investing. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business?
Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Well, believe it or not, there's another hour of you and me coming up, Terry Keyes. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Well, this hour's not over yet, John.
No, it's not, but I want to say that if you didn't get enough of us, and who can, especially if Terry Keyes,
never
this
enough.
Hour, we're going to talk about more next hour. We really didn't get into the whole idea. I still want to talk about estate planning with all that and life insurance and how and the taxability of life insurance. People don't understand that in some cases it can work well from a tax standpoint.
Absolutely, you can. But the calls always come first.
Calls come first, which means that Ernie has been hanging around. I think it's Downey, California, up next. Hello, Ernie. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ernie.
All right. Well, I'll get right to it. I have a term life policy that will be due in the next 2 years. And so I'm wondering, should I renew? Should I try to acquire a different type of policy? All those.
Good question.
That's a great question, and there are some things you really need to consider now. You don't want to wait till the end. Okay, so let me ask you some questions, Ernie. First of all, you're 46 today. What's the purpose for the insurance? What's it going to do if you leave us? What's the money going to do?
Well, pay off debt that I currently owe. Some family members. That was my main concern there, since it's actually my mother, so she doesn't currently have any income. So I want her to kind of take care of that debt that came by way of a line of credit on one of her homes.
Okay, so basically, let's call it a mortgage, for lack of a better term. There's some mortgage or real estate debt. Is that debt going to be gone in 3 years when the policy runs out?
No.
Okay, then you do need some more term, and you need it for a longer term. And I like the fact that you're calling, Ernie, because this is smart. If you wait 3 more years until it ends, you'll be 49, not 46, and the insurance will cost more. So if you know today, John, that you're going to need term for a longer period, let's figure out what that period is, Ernie, today. And while you're healthy, I hope you are today, and while we know you can qualify, because it's not just being 49 in 3 years, Ernie. I don't know. Maybe I hate to say this, but we find out you have type 2 diabetes next year or something. Well, you're not going to get regular rates for insurance, you know. So while you're healthy and while you qualify for the best rates possible, let's figure out what term you do need. Maybe another 15 years from today, that would take you to 61.
Well, what do you think, Ernie? How does 61 work for you?
That sounds right about Well, that sounds good.
Ernie, I like term insurance. to get you to retirement. Because when you retire, in theory, you're going to live off your Social Security, your portfolio, and you're self-sufficient, and you don't need it. But in the meantime, from now till 60, so what I would do for you, Ernie, and I'm happy to do it for you after the show, is I would look at a 15-year term, and then I would look at a 20-year term, see what the difference is. And if you can get a 20-year term relatively cheap, that'll get you to 66. And then you're in really good shape. So I think that's what you need to look at. But if it's about to run out, don't wait. There's nothing wrong with, first of all, here's what you do. You look at the new one. You decide you want it. You apply for it. You get approved. The second you're approved, then you cancel the old one. You call up the company and say, when this month or year is up, whatever I'm paid to, I'm not renewing it. Okay?
Okay.
But always get the new policy first. Don't ever drop this one. God forbid you don't qualify for some odd reason. You find out you have some type of a blood disorder during the insurance exam process.
Well,
you know
it's, the, it's yeah. and it's the first rule of wing walking I like to bring up. Never let go of one thing until you have something else. Yeah. Did I miss this? You said you had a child, Ernie. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
And how old is the child?
8 years old this year.
Another reason to have insurance for at least another 15 years. So your child is maybe out of school because, you know, wouldn't you like to leave a little sum of money to help your child get through college if something happened to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you definitely need insurance. You probably are fine with inexpensive term insurance, and you probably need at least another 15 to 20 years worth. So just give us your information off the air, and I'd be happy to eBay you some quotes.
Okay, great, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Ernie, thank you. Thank you for the call. I'm glad he called.
Yeah,
I mean, 46, that's young. You've got another, and plus with an 8-year-old child, you got to understand that, you know, 15 years will bring the kid out to 23. Might be more comfortable, you know.
Getting the kid out to 28.
Yeah, maybe wow, 28 years old. Yeah.
Now, I like to think both my daughters will be fully self-sufficient by the time they're 28 or 30, John.
Now, his policy runs out at 49. Once you hit, say, a magical age of 50, does that raise rates a lot, or is it strictly based on every month you get older,
every year you get older with term insurance?
Every year.
It's based on an annual
So it's based on your actual age.
Or 6 months closest, depending on the insurance company. But every year you get older, it's more expensive. Now, when you're 58, 20-year life insurance, 20-year term is a lot more expensive than when you're 28, obviously.
Well, 58 because it's got to take you out to 78 at that point.
And you're really getting close to your life expectancy there.
Yeah, you're 46. If you buy a 15-year term, I mean, that takes you to 61. The odds of them paying anything on that are pretty low, statistically.
This is just a rule of thumb, and there's obviously exceptions. But I like to have my life insurance decisions, types, policies made by the time I'm 45 or 50 years old. If you haven't made them for the rest of your life by then, it's just crazy because then you're going to have to make expensive decisions.
Well, you have to decide.
Someone comes to me at 62 and says, I need a 20-year term out there. I'm saying, well, what were you thinking? I mean, so.
You don't really say that.
No, but I think it.
Well, you might. Well, okay, but, you know, some people just use life insurance up to the point where they get, you know, a pension kicks in.
Pre-plan that today, though. Let's not wait.
Yeah, you need to do that. And I would suggest, as I have, and I didn't give it a ton of thought. I've always had life insurance. But as I hit age 50 a couple of years back, I started thinking, you know, maybe I need to be thinking a little bit more beyond age 60, right?
Yeah, it all depends. I like to think when I turn on my Social Security, my wife has hers, we're drawing from our portfolio, I'm not leaving life insurance to anybody at that point. I'm done.
Well, some people are like that. Now,
that's going to be my situation.
Sure. Well, because if you don't need to replace any income. Mm-hmm. Term insurance policies, cheap. Now, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was a whole lot more expensive to buy a term policy than it is now. Yeah. What's caused them to come down in price?
Technology, health technology, people living longer, primarily, you know, people living longer, competition.
Yeah.
A lot of competition. All these companies shopping against each other. So
I recall when I was 20. Now I must have been about 30, I guess. And I bought a 30-year policy, $350,000 at the time, and I think it was $500 a year. That seems kind of expensive now.
Yeah,
isn't
that policy is probably more like $300 a year today.
If you're 30,
I'll have to look at a 30-year-old and run a quote for $500,000, see what it is, but it's probably less than that today.
Yeah, it takes you out to 65. I got to think that it would be a whole lot less than that. So, if you're looking into insurance now, I guess is a really good time to do it. But do it while you can still qualify for it, because after that, you either can't get insured or it is prohibitively expensive.
Lesson learned from Ernie: if you have term insurance.
insurance and it's going to expire anytime in the near future and you know you want to go beyond that, look at it today. Don't wait till it expires.
Exactly, because you don't know what kind of a health you're going to be in even 2 years from now. Okay, that's out. We got out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Terry Keyes or Professor Plum or any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.